Welcome to Gaming and Gabbing, where video and tabletop gamers unite.
A podcast where we level up with you on our journey to ultimate nerddom. I'm your Wizard of Weird, Dayan Hutton.
And I'm your Rogue of Realness, Amber Plaster.
And let's hit start.
What's up, baby barbarians? We're back at it again.
Ooh. Oh, hello, baby barbarians. I hope you're doing well today.
I hope that you are resplendent.
Oh,
I hope that you are luxurious. And I hope that you are just so excited to discuss Twitch today.
Twitch.
This is going to be the episode where we talk about all things Twitch.
Yeah, we're talking Twitch.
How we met each other, actually.
It truly is.
There's a lot to cover, so...
Hold on to your butts.
Hold on to your butts. And if you don't know what Twitch is... Hey, Day, what's Twitch?
Oh, Amber, Twitch is this lovely website, where you can watch people live stream all sorts of things. Started as video games, and now you can watch people play board games, just talk to you, cook. Really, the sky's the limit as long as it's, you know, appropriate content.
So how is it different from YouTube, which is all what all my grandparents want to know?
Oh, of course. So it's all live. So it's happening in real time, and people get to chat with you whilst you're recording and everything is happening, although YouTube does now have live streaming options.
I feel like they copied Twitch a little bit.
Well, everyone has. There's YouTube gaming now. There's Facebook gaming now. Mm. Everyone's come up with their own gaming platform, but Twitch was kind of... I mean, I'm sure there was something before it, but...
I'm waiting for Instagram gaming.
Oh, God.
It's just going to be all lifestyle models.
Just like... Oh, man. Oh, man.
Skinny girl tea.
It's just going to be like... it'll be like Cher's closet in Clueless, where, yes, like, you just can, like, dress this Instagram influencer.
Yes.
Instagram, yes, gaming.
Yeah, I originally met Day when I asked Bree for help on how to create my own Twitch stream, and she was like, I know a bunch of streamers, let me introduce you to my friend Day, she's awesome, you guys can help each other, and that's how we met, and we actually keep each other accountable for our Twitch goals hosts and streamers.
Yes, the whole reason Amber and I know each other is because of Bree, aka Strange Rebel Gaming, so thank you so much, Bree. I actually had only met her once before I had... met up with you.
Really?
And mm-hmm. The rest is history, as they say.
We've been scheming together ever since.
Schemes and dreams. Mm-hmm. So when did you start Twitch? When did you begin your Twitch journey?
I started streaming on Twitch right around election day of 2017, or 2018, sorry. So I've been streaming for about a year, a little over a year.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Wanted to quit several times because... can be a grind,
mm-hmm,
but I have worked in other social media platforms before, YouTube, even to go backwards, old school, Periscope, Busker, Ustream Producer, like just all of these live streaming apps that I've worked at before. And it's always, anytime you commit to being on camera for that many days in a row, regardless of how good you are, it's gonna be a little bit of a grind after a while. But I have had absolutely the most success with Twitch that I have far and away compared to any other platform that I've ever tried to create content on.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I have decided to spend the next 5 years of my life devoted to Twitch streaming full time.
That's
and then see where it takes me from there.
That's awesome. And so you were actually streaming gaming content on Periscope, right?
Mm-hmm.
Before you moved to Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
So you were already in that kind of game streaming world.
I did.
You just moved platforms.
It's cool because I do have a little bit of follow over, and it's always really exciting when I see my followers from Periscope pop in, and
mm-hmm,
they're like, and I'm like, oh, you're over here now, yay! You know, because there's not a lot of crossover from Periscope to Twitch. Periscope is Twitter's live streaming platform. I wish I would just call it Twitter Live, but it's Periscope. I really wanted something to stream on Periscope, and so I started streaming sunsets because that's what I liked, but nobody else liked it. So they were like, why don't you play games? And I was like, but I don't know how to do that. So I had to learn it. I was just streaming Tomb Raider on Periscope, and I had a little show called The Rookie, and it was every night at 8,
mm-hmm,
Monday through Friday, I would go on and I would learn how to play Tomb Raider. And I would get so frustrated, I would cry.
Oh, it's such a good game.
It is such a good game, but I was so new to that kind of game that everything
was
a struggle for
me. It's tough. Yeah.
And I had questions, like, anything that you think you know about gaming, like, I didn't know. So, like, the fact that the path was, like, marked by, like, little yellow paint, like,
yeah.
I didn't know that was that was a clue. I didn't know you couldn't go backwards after a boss fight. Like, there was so much that, like, I just didn't understand structurally about a game. So I really went through a lot emotionally on Periscope. And I'm really glad I got that out there so that you can't see it anymore. It was my training.
So what brought you from Periscope to Twitch?
Brie.
Uh-huh.
I also had another friend, Rudy, who we always go to, we go to concerts together, and we were at Coachella, and he was like, dude, seriously, I'm telling you, like, you remind me so much of this this streamer. Her name is Gubba, and she's really cool, and he showed her to me, and I was like, oh, her setup's so cool, and, like, she seems like such a real chick, like, I'm like, man, she's not even gaming. He's like, exactly. Like, you don't have to game. You don't have to be an expert. You just have to be good with talking to the chat. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, I'm good with talking to the chat. I do that at AfterBuzz. So I was moderating the Game of Thrones panel and the chat for AfterBuzz TV, which is another podcast network, which you should definitely check out if you're a TV fan. But they don't do gaming. And so I was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then Brie was like, if you don't get on Twitch. So I was like, fine, I'm going to try it. I'm just going to try it, and I'm not going to tell anyone. And a few people came into my chat, and they were helping me jump around in Horizon Zero Dawn. And I have never felt more supported in my life. And I was like, okay, these are my people. And I just loved it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. What about you?
I started like 2.5 years ago, almost. I was also, not suggested, I was also kind of not coerced, but like nudged into it by my boyfriend. I did voice work in the first Life is Strange. I'm the voice of Kate Marsh, Alyssa, and Juliet. And thank you. There was a lot of demand I could see through the community, who is very kind and vocal. They just really wanted to see the voice actors playing the games. Tony was like, I know a little bit about Twitch. Like, I can help you set everything up. It'll be fine. It'll be super fun. And you can start with Life is Strange and just see where it goes. And so we did that. I set it up at his place because he had all the equipment there. And I streamed through the 5 episodes of Life is Strange, and it went amazing. And the support was just there immediately, and I had a lot of fun.
I do have to say, you know, you're really, really fortunate with the Life is Strange fandom.
Yes.
Because they are just the warmest, most welcoming people.
They're very kind, compassionate, and passionate. But yeah, I am extremely fortunate to have them. They're just great.
So for those of you who are listening who don't know what Life is Strange is, it is a, I want to say, it's not indie, but it's kind of the little game that could. It started a little indie, and then it is a role-playing game where you kind of go back in time and you kind of deal with all these very serious issues that you dealt with as a child and in high school. And of course, in high school, your hormones are raging. Everything is just so dramatic. I remember being that way. So the tone of that game is usually very deep.
Yeah, it's pretty heavy.
And it tends to attract very thoughtful, deep people.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
Which is really rare. And so, like, just your people are great.
Yeah, it's just like you go through so much playing the game that there's just this level of compassion with everyone in the community for the most part that's just like, oh, yeah, I feel you. Like, you went through this hard time. I went through this hard time. Mm-hmm. Like, but we're both better now. And
it's also a choice-based game. Mm-hmm. So you get it's really interactive for the chat as well.
Yes, yes.
Which brings me to my next question, which is, what is the most fun game for you personally that you've played on Twitch? I know last time we talked about our favorite games, but is it different to play a game for the stream?
It's definitely different. Before that, I just wanted to say that, like, because of the Life is Strange connection, I do tend to stick to choice-based games or games with a really nice story that are impactful. It's obviously not all I do, but I do a lot of that on my channel, and yeah, I'm full-time
now. Can you give me
an
example of some of those?
Yeah, like, we've done Detroit Become Human twice.
Oh, I love that game.
Yeah, it's so good.
I didn't want to play that game. I was like, this is going to be stupid. It's about, like, the law or whatever. I don't know what I thought. And I'm so, so grateful that I played that game. It's so good.
It's really good. We did Until Dawn. We did Heavy Rain. We've done Oxenfree, which I know you've played as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Firewatch, all those kinds of games. I would actually say that Detroit is probably one of the games I've had the most fun playing on stream, as well as, honestly, Resident Evil 2 Remake. I am not a horror person, but I think I've started to like horror games.
Cool.
It's hard to explain because it's...
You're getting really good at it.
I'm sure. Thank you. Yeah. I just really... I think I loved Claire. I loved being this badass chick fighting these zombies. And they weren't the most scary. Not like Resident Evil 7 scary, at least for me. So they were slow. I played on easy mode. So fine. Okay. What about you? What's been one of your favorite games to stream?
Okay, well, you stole my answer, because Detroit Become Human.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I'm trying to think of another one, but I really, really had... For my channel, I am still trying to find my niche, I guess, if you will. I am still learning, and so I think when you kind of come to my channel, the vibe that you're going to get is very exploratory, and I actually allow quite a bit of backseat gaming.
Yeah.
And a lot of people... It's interesting to me how many... People on Twitch are very protective of me for that. They'll be like, don't tell her that yet. And I'm like, wow, like, thanks, guys. But I don't mind getting clues. Like, it's not that serious to me, you know? And they'll be like, oh, okay, cool. And then they feel really invested in exploring the story with me and trying to guess when, like, you know, I really need help with this maze or, you know, if they just need to give me a second. So I would say that my specialty so far is kind of just learning.
Yeah. I feel like that's why I love the story-based games so much with choice-based story games, I mean, because so often they've already played it and they have their own version of the story that they're so invested in. So then they're super excited to see what my story will end up being.
Well, it's really easy to do that with a choice-based game.
Yeah.
I get really excited to see my friends play Detroit Become Human.
Mm-hmm. There's so many ways it can go.
Yeah, and the joy of Detroit for me is that it's also a short game. So even if I don't remember much of it, I'm like, oh, well, I don't mind spending 7 hours with you watching you play this because I know it'll be over soon. It's not it's not like something I have to come back and do this with you for like a month. I can watch you play it for a little bit and then kind of move on. But I think to go back to what our channels are about, because I feel like I haven't answered that yet. mine is I do really strongly desire to play games that are strong female leads. And I know that term is for some reason overused, but for me... It's important to reward diversity with my attention. And I think playing games like Tomb Raider and Life is Strange and Horizon, especially Horizon Zero Dawn, and even to an extent, you know, The Last of Us, they have really diverse casts. And it's really important to me to bring attention to that. And I know that sounds kind of just like political, but it is kind of what I look for when I choose a game. I also really enjoy funny games. I used to think that I didn't like puzzle games, but I really enjoyed playing Portal, so maybe I'm wrong.
I like puzzles a lot too.
But I do really like a story-based game because it, for me as an actor, it really helps me to know where I left off if there's a story.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like with Pokemon, I'm like, wait, what number do I need to hit? Like, where am I?
It's easier to invest. Like, I always get excited with every Pokemon game that comes out because I love it, but I've literally never finished a Pokemon game.
I don't need to. I don't need to finish a Pokemon game.
It's the same thing. You're just catching Pokemon. Like, the story's always kind of the same. And so it's, like, exciting at first, and then you're like, oh, wait, this is just the same thing over and over and over and over again. Right.
I mean, it's that delightful inventory management.
Yeah.
That like really feeds that like that office supply part of you where you're just like, ooh, yes. And then I upgrade and then I make it stronger. And then I have 14 Pidgeys and I put them all in a row. And like, it's just that inventory management that just like gives you a little bit of dopamine. Like, I just love sorting my Pokemon. But like, who cares about finishing the game?
It's true.
I mean, people are listening, are like, I care about finishing
the game. Yeah. Me? Sorry. So how has Twitch, like you've been doing it for a year, how has it impacted your life?
So I started streaming Twitch. I mean, it helped me get out of my dead-end day job, you know, and it was one of those jobs where, you know, I had health insurance, I had a 9-to-5, and I hated it. And it was kind of like, man, I can't even believe that after my first month on Twitch, I made enough to pay my bills, which was like insane. And not every month has been that successful, but it definitely has been enough to pay for at least two or three of my bills. And it just became this really exciting thing where as an actress, you do so much work for free, like auditioning, driving to set for free, like just so many things that you don't really ever get paid for. Mm-hmm. And to see just a little bit of effort getting something back for it as a performer was intoxicating to me. I was like, no way. You mean I can just like get ready for a show, do it, make people laugh, and then like succeed? Like what? I don't have to wait for people to like let me on the air, you know? So in a way, it was so impactful because I think I stopped caring about acting as much. Mm-hmm. And acting has been my first love my whole life. And now I'm just like not interested because I'm so irritated with waiting.
Yeah.
I'm over it. Mm-hmm. I'm an expert at acting. Sorry. I am. Don't want to wait for your permission to get hired. Mm-hmm. So I just got really irritated with that. And I felt so freaking empowered by Twitch, knowing that I could go on and make anything that I wanted and get something from it.
Yeah.
You know, whether it be social follower clout or subscriptions or, you know, a gift to make my stream better or whatever. Yes, I stream for money. Yes, I stream for security and not for the love of video games. And you know what? It's okay. I love video games. I have a great time. But I think there's a lot of, like, weirdness around like, oh, well, you're selling out or you're doing this, and I'm like, there are so many things I could be doing to sell out. Okay, I could be selling pictures of my feet. Okay, like there's so many icky things I could be doing for money, and Twitch is amazing.
Yeah,
Twitch is, it grows with you. I could do a whole variety show if I wanted to. I could produce a short film similar to how Amelia Deckhart has done.
Yeah.
And then premiere it instead of at a film festival.
On Twitch.
On my Twitch channel.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane.
Yeah. There's so much you can do with it.
So, yeah. Twitch has definitely impacted my life. I'm no longer at that job. Yay!
Yay!
And yeah, I'm streaming full time now. And it's just been great. So I am very, very thankful.
Well, big sigh, to Twitch. Big sigh.
Yeah. What about you?
Well,
How has Twitch impacted your life, Day? Tell me.
It's similar. If you had told me a few years ago, oh, you're going to be making your money by streaming video games on the internet, I would have laughed in your face because, you know, from our last podcast, like, I wasn't playing video games, really. Like, I would not have ever called myself a gamer at that point. I did it on the kind of a whim, but like I said, when I started, it was received so well that I promised myself, I'm going to keep doing this as long as it's going well and as long as I'm still having fun. And so far, those two things haven't stopped being true. I also was able to leave my job back in May of this year. Yay! And it's been super exciting, sometimes really stressful. But like you said, I'm also an actor. There is so much we do that takes so much of our time up, and we're not paid for it. We are working for free so much. And so being able to just kind of wake up, get ready, and then sit down at my own computer and go live and hang out with awesome people and get to play a video game and pay my bills has been, it's been amazing.
You can still audition.
And I can still audition. I'm in complete control of my schedule. If I get an audition the day before I'm supposed to stream, I tweet, hey guys, it's gonna be starting 2 hours later because I have an audition, and then like 15 people wish me good luck. Aww. And are like, that's okay, your auditions come first. And it's just so sweet.
Every time I'm nervous about not being on time or having to push a stream, every single time someone tweets at me like, don't worry about it, your health comes first. Like, we don't need to see you every day, take care of yourself first. And I'm like, is this real life?
Yeah, it's...
You're nicer to me than my last employer. Like, I don't... like, how... like, what did I do to deserve you, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And I focus... Twitch has brought me to a point in my life where I'm advocating for mental health in a way I wasn't before Twitch. I was put on some mental health awareness panels because of my involvement in Life is Strange, because of my character Kate's mental health journey, which put me in touch with Take This, which helps end mental health stigma. And now I consider myself like a safe space on the internet
for
people.
What is Take This?
It's
what does Take This come from?
So, well, Take This comes from Zelda, the first Zelda.
Does it come from Zelda?
It's like, dangerous to go alone. Take this. And
oh,
it's
cute.
Like the weapons.
Okay.
So they focus on education, ending mental health stigma. They also fundraise to, they call them AFK rooms. They put them in at conventions, and they're basically like quiet rooms to go to if you're feeling overwhelmed. It's quiet in there. They have a ton of coloring books.
Was that TwitchCon? What?
Uh-huh. I don't know if they had an AFK room at TwitchCon. I know they always have them at PAX, at all
That's
the different PAXes.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I want this to be everywhere.
Yeah. So I'm an ambassador for them, and we raise money for them all year long. On my Twitch page, it tells you, like, what different amounts of money, like, buy, basically, for the AFK rooms. Like,
cool.
Renting of the room or the materials, blah, 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 blah. But
That's really cool.
Yeah. So they work to do a lot of that kind of stuff. And I never would have been involved with them or be kind of helping fight for mental health awareness if I hadn't started streaming, which is so funny to me.
Yeah. Because you didn't have the platform to empower you to do that.
No, and I didn't know the people. I met them through TwitchCon in interactions.
Speaking of TwitchCon.
Oh, TwitchCon.
We'll do a TwitchCon episode for sure this coming 2020.
Mm.
But we both went to TwitchCon together.
Correct.
And we're able to do a lot of events together, which was amazing. It was my first TwitchCon. How many TwitchCons have you been to before?
This was my fourth?
Nice.
I believe. Third.
Okay. And so we went to TwitchCon in San Diego in 2019. It was amazing. It was really cool to see people in real life, but mm-hmm. more so the way that the community at large is really respecting brand deals. And like, we went to like the Streamlabs party and just seeing how excited these community managers were to talk to creators, and not in a gross way, and this sort of like, I just graduated from college and I've been wanting to get into gaming my whole life and now I'm working at Corsair. And it was just really cool to see like these people who are just hungry to be in it.
I've noticed a lot. I've never had an easier time networking than at like gaming events or Twitch events. Like I consider myself pretty decent at networking now, but if you would ask me when I was just acting if I was good at networking, I would have been like, heck no. Mm. But I find that a lot of people in the gaming industry, we're all just nerds. And so everyone's just excited to talk to each other about something they love versus in other businesses where it's like, well, what do you want from me? And like here, it's like, what's your favorite game? That's cool. This is my favorite game. Let's nerd out together. And like, maybe we can, you know, make a deal for something later down the road. I don't know.
Yeah. I also think that even if you can't collaborate with someone because maybe they just, you know, their audience wouldn't vibe with yours, or you know, maybe you meet somebody who's just a little too high up that can't really help you until your numbers are bigger or what have you. You can still just talk about video games.
Yeah.
And have it not be weird.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. Question though.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
For our listeners, I'm wondering if going to TwitchCon is something that every Twitch fan should do, or if it's just more for streamers or what? Because to me, I really enjoyed it, though. I don't know if I would have gone just as a viewer unless I already lived in the city.
Mm. I think it's absolutely worth going to if you can, because I think you can make the experience your own. Us as streamers, we were kind of more focused on meeting people in real life we'd connected with online and talking with companies and stuff like that. But I think there's also a lot to be said for the viewer experience as well. There's so many amazing panels. You get to interact with like your favorite streamers. Almost everyone has meetups. You get to hang out with a community that you have never see in real life. From every single person who I know who is a avid viewer of Twitch has an amazing time at TwitchCon. They have different experiences than I do, but like I said, you can make the convention whatever you want it to be.
Yeah, I think there's a lot to be learned, and I think in terms of other conventions I've been to, TwitchCon is actually pretty affordable.
Yes,
compared to like Comic-Con or whatever.
And way less crowded.
Although probably next year it'll be a little bit bigger. But
sure.
Oh, you know what I wanted to know?
What?
Because Twitch is such an unusual job.
Very strange.
How does your family feel about Twitch? How does your family feel about you being on Twitch?
So they're fine with it. I mean, I come from parents that are from the entertainment industry kind of world.
Lovely.
So my mom's just impressed that I can focus on so many things at once.
Nice.
Because my mom's been over when I've streamed and she's like come and like said hi on stream and she's like, oh my goodness, how do you pay attention to the game and the chat and this? Like I was in there for like 2 minutes and I didn't know where to look. And I'm just like, Mom, you're so sweet. But she, you know, she's like, I totally understand. You're really growing in a completely new medium, and I'm very proud of you. And I'm like, thanks, Mom. Thank you so much. But explaining it to other relatives is, you know, it's just like, you're doing what for a living? I'm like, I'm playing video games. And my grandma at Thanksgiving was like, back in my day, like, we had to work actual jobs. I'm like, cool, Grandma, I don't, so sorry.
Yep. Yeah, my family is not creative at all, and definitely not a lot of them are too tech savvy. The younger ones are, but in terms of my immediate family, not so much. No, I told my dad that I was no longer working my 9-to-5, and that I was streaming video games online, and that people would subscribe to my channel, they could donate, they could gift things, whatever. And he was like, "Oh, okay, so you're whoring yourself out on the internet." And I was like, "Oh." Good talk, Dad. Good talk.
That's, oh my goodness. So that reminds me of how both my boyfriend and my mother at one point, like a year ago, were like, I mean, you could be dressing sexier.
Oh my God.
I was like, you are the two people that should not be saying this. And they were like, well, I mean, like if it helps. And I'm like, I hate you both.
I mean, listen. I am very comfortable with my body now, finally. Took a lot of years of work to do that. But I'm pretty comfortable doing, you know, nude scenes as an actor. I'm pretty comfortable, you know, being scantily clad. I don't think it's a big deal. I really don't. And I think we need more examples, especially in the United States, of people showing skin. Because
sure.
We're so taught to be ashamed of it.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, I think, you know, you and I pretty much wear a t-shirt and jeans. And sometimes, you know, in the summer, I'll wear like little crop tops and stuff. But I know there's a lot of controversy over the idea of you kind of just being a girl on the internet who gets tips from men, mostly, that kind of can have an ickiness to it. But I think that if you're on Twitch, you know that it doesn't have to be like that.
Yeah. And also, if people are doing that, then fine. Like, let them. Power to them. Like, people are, they're making a living. Like, good for them.
Right. So we have, you know, we have what we call booby streamers, which I do not like the term for that. But
not great.
They're basically these girls who have huge boobs, usually, and they wear low-cut tank tops. And they don't really say much of anything. They just kind of chill, and then they get a ton of money for just hanging out with people online. That is valid.
It's valid.
That's valid work.
Honestly.
You know what? People are lonely. They want human interaction, and they get something out of it. Mm-hmm. And it's not for me.
Yeah.
But I get really angry when I hear people talk down about that.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's none of your business. There's enough money in the world for everyone.
Yeah.
There's enough boobies in the world for everyone.
Honestly.
There's enough for everyone. Okay?
It's not a pie. They're not going to run out. Honestly, if I had bigger boobies...
Oh, yeah.
Listen.
Totally. Listen, I'm skinny as hell, so
yeah,
that's not really a selling point for me.
Yeah. Look, I'm content to, you know, wear onesies and funny graphic tees, but, like, if I had them, if you got them, flaunt them.
Agreed. 100%. I happen to be built like a 12-year-old boy, so that's not really going to be an option for me.
Yes, correct.
But,
same.
But I do know that that has been a little bit of a controversy, and I think especially for people like my dad, they're a little bit fearful of situations like that, and I'm just here to say it's all in your head.
Yeah.
You know? You can have moderators, you can have people that are like, nah, don't be like that here, and, you know, get kicked out. There's so many ways to protect your privacy and your safety on Twitch. I think it can just be really hard to need validation from your parents, which fortunately I have separated myself from that need long ago because it ain't happening. It can be really hard if you're trying to start something on Twitch and then your family's like, why don't you get a real job? And you're like,
yeah, but
because I don't have to.
We're...
Because I chose to do something creative with my life.
Yeah, we're also actors, so we've been getting reactions like that our whole lives.
Yes.
This is nothing new to us. And I think that there's a lot of similarities between streaming and acting in terms of just like the mental game you play and that kind of thing. There's a saying, Meisner, I believe, said something to the effect of, if you can do anything else and you enjoy doing it, do it. Because this will be a miserable life for you in terms of acting. And I feel like there's similarities with Twitch as well. Like, if there's something else you love to do and you're good at it, maybe do it. Just because mentally, it can be a really hard game. I see people online that I follow all the time talking about how their mental health is low sometimes because of it, or they're getting down on themselves because of it. And I've done it too. You get too focused on numbers and you lose the joy, and you have to go back to what the joy that it originally sparked.
It's hard for me because I feel like I go in between needing to have goals.
Yes.
And also needing to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
And right now I'm trying to grow my numbers so that I can get brand deals, so that I don't have to ask so much from my subscribers.
Yeah.
That's just like where I am in my growth. I've done it before for many channels. I know what growth hacking, I know what focusing on goals is like, but I'm spending the whole stream trying to figure out what makes somebody follow me on Twitch, I'm not going to be present with my audience.
Yeah.
And as a performer, that's not okay with me. So I don't know. It's something that I'm always interested in. What makes you want to follow someone on Twitch? What makes a stream entertaining to you as a viewer?
So I need to be better about kind of networking around Twitch and finding streamers. Right now, the way I find most of my streamers that I follow is if I'm getting ready to raid someone, and then a regular of mine will suggest someone new, and then we go, and
I do go off a lot of recommendations.
Probably
as well.
6 times out of 10, the person we raid, I'm like, oh my god, you're amazing, I'm gonna follow you. It has a lot to do with their community is welcoming, because I'm really big on community, and they're positive, they're creating a positive space on the internet, they're excited to be there, they're playing the kind of game, like I don't really follow people that play kind of first-person shooter games, because that's just not the content I'm interested in.
True.
So they're playing similar games to me, just that kind of stuff, I'm having fun in their chat, and then it's like, this is why this is fun. They're somehow affecting my mood right now, and I'm happier being here.
So for you, it's when you vibe really well with the community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Community and streamer. Yeah.
For me, what makes me click follow is just a really interesting presentation, because I think, ooh, like, this is better than my stream somehow. If you're better than me, I'm following you.
Oh my god, you're such a double Aquarius.
I know. I'm like, ooh, like, look at this. She did like a green screen, and there's like a surprise image of her on the coffee table. I'm like, oh, that's so cool. I never thought of that. You know, and then I'll look at other things, like how much does he interact with the chat, or how much does she push for subscribers? Am I annoyed by her alerts? Like, all these things that I look at as pain points for my viewers is kind of, because I think maybe because I'm still on the learning, growing stage of building my Twitch channel, which, by the way, is at twitch.tv/amberplaster. I think that I look for really good presentation. I look for somebody who is clearly comfortable in their skin and entertaining. So hopefully funny, or at least we'll have a meaningful discussion with the group. So
yeah,
I don't really watch too much for other people's gameplay.
Yeah,
mostly because I play so much myself. So I would say, I mean, probably, I'm trying to think of somebody I'm a fan of that I really don't interact with in any other way except for like a fandom. I would say Ashney Christ, who is a stream coach.
Mm-hmm.
I watch her on YouTube, and then I kind of go on her Twitch chat. I really like her community. She's so well organized. It's just like, oof, it's almost like corporate how organized she is, which isn't my vibe, but I just admire it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's not for me, but like, I like it on you, you know?
Yeah.
And then I really like Gubba TV. She is amazing and sweet, and she has some crazy comments, and she never, ever lets it like make the room sour.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's just so, so good with people.
Mm-hmm.
She's very good at keeping things very civil.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a lot of viewers, and her production quality is very high, and her makeup is always on point. And I'm like, girl, I see you. I see that work you're putting in, and I like it. Also, Tony's. I'm a fan of Tony's streams.
Yeah.
I don't even know what fucking game he's playing. It's like Elder Scrolls or something.
Elder Scrolls Online, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, I don't even know what that is. I don't care. I'm never going to play this game. But he has the most interesting cutscenes.
Yeah.
He has a character that he plays.
Best role player on Twitch, is according to all of his titles of his streams.
Oh, wow. Wow. And I know that he's going to talk to me when I come in the chat,
yeah.
but he's just really entertaining
yeah.
with his stupid accents yep. and everything.
His full armor, mm-hmm. yeah.
I would say similar to Dr. Disrespect in that he's
yeah.
just entertaining.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dr. Disrespect, I'm also a huge fan of that. Because
if you like Dr. Disrespect, I don't particularly like him, but production value-wise, Cardboard Cowboy is, like, he's, like, created a full-on animation show. Mm. He's just brilliant.
I also really like Brick and Nick.
Oh, I haven't heard of that.
Oh, man. I think he's doing a partner push right now.
Mm.
He's going to get it, 100%. All he does is build Legos. So it's called Brick, like the little Brick and Nick. And every subscriber gets a Lego in his background. He, like, writes their name in a Sharpie and puts it in the background. I was like, oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
Chef's kiss, you know, just like, mwah. And I've come in there and rated him a few times, and he's always like, oh, hey, that's, you know, nice. And, like, he's got a busy chat, and he does things based off of, his subscribers' requests. So he did, like, a Bob Ross Lego and then he, like, auctioned it off. And I was like, I would have never thought to make a Lego building out of a Twitch emote. Are you kidding me right now? Like, that would be so fun to just have on in the background and just see what he's building.
Yeah.
It's creative, it's cute, it's sort of game-related, and it has nothing to do with me, so I don't need to compete with it.
Yeah.
I would have never thought of that. So those are the people that I tend to follow as a fan on Twitch. But I want to know what you guys, makes you click follow and what makes you feel entertained specifically. Or if it's not entertainment, maybe, you know, you like educational content, or maybe you're really there just for the friendships.
Yeah.
Or maybe you're there to look at some really nice tits.
Yeah, who knows?
I don't know. I don't know you, I don't know your life, and I know there's no wrong answer, so I'd be very interested to know what makes you click follow on other people's channels. I have a question.
I have an answer.
How do you know, as somebody who's still trying to get a feel for when I'm doing something right, when I'm doing something wrong,
sure.
especially with my mood, how do you know you've had a good stream?
I actually struggle with that. And I've had discussions with Tony, who is my boyfriend, who is the streamer we were talking about. Anyway.
Okay, so his name is Tony Noto.
Tony Noto.
He's an actor.
He's an actor.
He's ripped. Okay, that's relevant because he plays a Spartan. And then he has his little Spartan costume. And then he's also a Twitch streamer.
Yes.
So it's Tony acts out on Twitch, so twitch.tv/TonyActsOut.
Correct.
And when she talks about her boyfriend, that's who she's talking about.
Correct. And he's currently a Blades officer from ESO. But, oh. Oh, yes. He'll ask me, like, did you have a good stream? And I'm always, I have a hard time being like, well, do you mean, like, did I make money? Or do you mean I had fun?
Mm.
Like, I'm like, what do you mean by good? And that's been the
that
kind of...
like some anxiety on your end.
It is, because it's the double-edged sword of being a streamer full time, because I kind of have to think about how much money I'm making, because I need to pay my bills.
Yeah, you have to.
So it's like, okay, so are you asking, like, did I get a bunch of subscribers? Are you asking if we had a good time? I almost always have a good time unless I'm hyper focused on the numbers. Then I personally don't have a good stream, because I'm just miserable looking at these numbers. So I've started saying to him, it was really fun.
That's
I won't
good. So you've made it more about the feeling.
Yeah. Yeah. Because if I'm hyper-focused on the wrong thing, there's going to be even a minute shift in my demeanor, which is going to mm-hmm. carry over to the people, which is just going to make it all worse. It's just going to be a negative cycle.
I feel like I had a bad stream yesterday. I didn't. But in my mind, I feel like I did, because I kind of fell apart at the end of it. And I guess I just played God of War for too long, you know, and I hit this boss with these two twin trolls, and I just couldn't, like, I just, like, would have one sliver of health left, and they would have one sliver of health left every time, and then I would die. Like,
no.
I would almost have it, and I think I did it, like, 3 or 4 times, and I really had to pee. I was like, you know what, guys, hold on, like, let me just pee break, you know. So I left for a minute, just kind of shook it off. And then I was kind of like, oh, just need to get this boss fight done. Then I can wrap it up and just be myself again. And, you know, I had had somebody gift a lot of gift subs. I had had a raid. I had had, like, higher numbers than usual. I had all of the technical good things happen to me. And I had a temper tantrum at the end and had a terrible ending to my stream. And I am still thinking about it and it's haunting me because I'm like, did I make everyone in my chat feel uncomfortable because I like fell apart that I couldn't beat this boss? And I don't know at what point should I have stopped it? Should I have stopped it before I went to the bathroom? Like, did I do the right thing by coming back and trying or what? Sometimes it's hard for me to know in the moment if like I'm about to be emotional or overwhelmed mm-hmm. instead of sometimes you just need to push through it.
Yeah, I've definitely had those moments. There was a moment when I first started streaming. I used to stream with Tony and he'd like kind of take care of paying attention to chat. And we were doing The Last of Us. Nice. Yeah. Yeah. And we were doing The Last of Us. It was my first time ever with a game like that. So learning the buttons of like switching guns and reloading, and it was all a lot for me. And he'd be there yelling at me, like egging me on to like kill him instead of sneaking. And I rage quit so hard and people made gifs of it. They clipped it and everything. Like, they're forgiving. They know what happens. They've all raged. If anything, there's a clip and someone makes a gif and then they'll be like, remember that one time? And you're like, yeah, yep.
Oh, also, so I'm fighting this boss after I get back from the bathroom. My earbuds die, so I'm like, oh, let me just turn the speakers on so I can hear it. I also forgot to turn it on the game screen, so they were just watching nothing. Oh, also, didn't have sound, because my earbuds were off and I didn't change the properties to not be on my earbuds anymore. So, muted with nothing, while watching my frustrated face get beat again. And of course I'm not looking at the chat because I'm like, I'm not going to go over there because they're just going to be like, it's okay, Amber. And I'm going to be like, I don't know how to do that combo. You know, like I'm just trying to get through it. And I was like, wow. So I did that to die again. And you guys heard none of it. And you saw none of it. Oh, tight. So I went in there to change it. Streamlabs froze. Couldn't even end my stream.
No.
Couldn't even click on anything. And I'm like, I've never had this happen before. And I was just like having a meltdown. And I was like, I need to eject. I need to get out of the stream.
Someone get me out of this stream.
Yeah, man. I usually can keep calm, but I was having a little meltdown yesterday. But it sucks because I don't come back until Tuesday. And I feel like I left them on such a sour note. And so that's why I wanted to ask, what made you feel like it was a good stream? And how do you keep having fun?
Yeah. I mean, I've been working really hard the last few months on not looking at my numbers. Or, like, if I see my numbers, not letting it get to me. Because the numbers don't affect the fun, you know? Mm-hmm. Because, and it's just, like, this frustrating thing. And it's hard for your mental health. And I just need to not. So I kind of hide it. I try to not look at it because I'm still having fun with the people that are there. And it makes them feel crappy if they're like, well, what are we not good enough? Like, you need more, you know?
Right. And I feel like I don't like asking for things. I don't want to say like, oh, we have to hit this subscription goal, because I feel like if I'm doing my job right, I will entertain you so much that you will either tell friends who will want to subscribe or you'll want to subscribe. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's not something I feel comfortable asking for, but I get frustrated when I don't get it because I'm like, well, I'm not doing enough.
Oh, because then it becomes about you. Like, I'm not good
personal.
Enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel that the same way because we are more kind of like community streamers mm-hmm. versus game expert streamers. Mm-hmm. It kind of feels...
Well, I mean, I don't know about you, but I am a game expert.
Okay, well...
I'm not.
I'm so sorry.
Okay.
I'm not a game... No one's coming to watch my streams for, like, how to play this game.
Listen.
I'm not the pro here. We're just having fun. So when it's... The stream is your personality. When people... They are there for you, not necessarily what's going on in the game, and you don't feel like you're growing, you start to think, well, then what's wrong with me? Why am I not good enough? Like, what am I not doing to grow kind of situation? So it's a mental health balance for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Along those lines, when do you know it's time to quit, to walk away from streaming? You know, they've been grinding and grinding and they only have 2 viewers. Mm-hmm. I see this a lot, especially on Twitter. I see a lot of venting about not having the numbers that they want. And I kind of think, well, why don't you just stop doing it?
Mm-hmm.
But also, at what point do you need to keep pushing through it, or at what point do you call it?
This is another thing where I feel like streaming relates to acting. And just like with acting for me, I'm like... well, there's nothing else I really want to do, so I'm going to keep doing this, and it doesn't matter for me. Like, I'll get through the hard bits. And similarly, I don't want to work a normal job, so for me, streaming has continued to be good for me. But like I said, I'm having a good time, and people are enjoying it. And when those two things stop, that's when I'll stop. So if you're no longer having fun or the people watching aren't having fun, I think you need to at least take a break. See, is there something else you can do? Because it's become so popular, Twitch has, that people just think, oh yeah, I'll just become a streamer. I'll just stream games. But it's not just about streaming games. It's about being a personality, curating a community, like
staying on top of the chat.
There's so
much. Checking in with your Discord, making sure everyone on all of your social media networks knows you're about to go live and what game you're going to play and where the link is.
Yeah, there's so much that goes into it. It's not just about turning your computer or your console on and streaming. People don't realize that, and they don't realize how much work it actually is. But I think if you do realize how much work it is, and you participate and you network within and making friends with other streamers that you enjoy yourself, I have found Twitch to be a very supportive place. Like, I've met wonderful people, so I feel like you can start still, even though it's saturated, but you also have to know how much hard work it is. And I don't think you should ever keep doing something if it's no longer fun, no matter what the job, you know?
I personally have a little bit of a harsher view on that. I think you need to really know what it is that people like about you, regardless of if you're a performer or not, because if you're on camera, you're now a performer. Whether it be like, you know, a teacher or a host or whatever, you still are kind of entertaining in some aspect. You're providing value in some way. And those people who are getting the value from you, you need to know what they like. And usually, unfortunately, at least this is what I find in the acting world as well, is usually what you like is not what they like. So for an example, I love makeup. I could watch makeup videos all day long. All day long. But you know what? YouTube beauty doesn't need another white girl making YouTube makeup videos. You know?
Yeah.
It's too saturated. And honestly, I don't have a lot of girls that watch my content, which is totally fine with me. But it's, you know, I would really like to do that. And I'm never going to be a beauty vlogger. And it's fine. But I see a lot of guys, in particular men, love video games and decide they want to stream because they like video games, not because it's what people want to see from them. Maybe they would rather see, you know, a vlog channel from them, or maybe they would rather see a cooking show from them. Like, just because it interests you doesn't mean it interests your audience, which I think is really hard to be that honest with yourself.
Yeah.
But I think it's gonna solve a lot of pain points for you, because I see a few guys struggle to get views, and I'm like, I don't know what you're doing on Twitch if you're not a female. I really don't. Because there is too much competition for men on Twitch. It is where most of the men are, and most of them are, like, pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, really. And most of the audience is men. And as far as I've seen, mostly straight. So who are you trying to get? You trying to get women to watch you play video games? How does that make sense? You know? I'm not saying don't do it, but I think at a certain point, you need to look at yourself and be like, okay, I love video games. I have to stream just for myself, even if there's zero viewers.
Yeah. It
and
has to give you something.
It's hard to do that.
Yeah. That's why Tony went in, kind of did a niche thing. And he struggled for almost a year, kind of changing his channel, trying to figure out what people wanted from him. And people like when he puts on ridiculous costumes and acts like a ridiculous human and
larger than life characters
and role plays. It's just ridiculous. Like, that's the word I would describe his stream as. Ridiculous. And other guys do like watching that content, because they're so used to watching people play other dudes. They watch other dudes play the game because they're good at it, and then they find this guy who's not that good at it, but he's acting like he's good at it, and he, you know.
And then they feel superior to him because they're like, okay, at least I'm not this idiot, and then they're laughing,
and then
they're
being
laughing. Silly together.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so he did find a really good niche, and also, you know, I gotta say, even then, Tony has been streaming longer than me. I believe most of the time he has better content than me, and I still have more subscribers than he does because I'm a woman and because there are mostly male viewers who want to watch women. And there is nothing wrong with that, but you guys, you need to acknowledge it. You need to stop complaining about it, and you need to just acknowledge that most of the people on Twitch, this is the way it's going to be. But maybe within that, you can carve out your own niche community. There is obviously really great gay and lesbian streamers who have brought over communities to have discussions and really meaningful communities that they bring. They do Twitch, but they also do a lot of YouTube.
Yeah, there's a lot of there's more and more diversity all the time on Twitch.
Absolutely. But I think for, you know, even girls, time to quit would be when you're resenting it.
Yeah.
And I got to be careful with myself, because sometimes I put so much pressure on myself to have the perfect makeup and lighting and, you know, make sure people know I'm live. And I like want it to be the best it can be every time. And so I put so much pressure on myself that I get exhausted, and then I start to resent knowing that I have to stream that day, when really I should be like, oh man, I can't wait to play some more God of War. That's what it should be.
Yeah.
And so I usually kind of, sometimes I have to talk myself through it and be like, okay, are you excited to play this game? Are you excited to nerd out and like learn new lore in Horizon Zero Dawn today? Because that's what is going to keep you here. So yeah, Twitch is really amazing, and it has changed my entire life for the better. And I know that sounds cheesy, but it really has.
Yeah. Same.
And I, you know, with these other things popping up like Caffeine and Mixer and Google Stadia and things that I am excited to test out in the future, I don't think it will quickly replace Twitch, but I think competition is always a healthy thing.
It is. I'm glad that things are at least trying to compete, even if they're not completely successful right now or not like exactly competitors. There's at least a thread of it, and I think that's good, because it keeps Twitch on their toes and more accountable, I think.
Yeah, and I noticed something at TwitchCon, which is people who work at Twitch really love it.
Yeah.
Really, really love Twitch, which is pretty freaking cool. Kind of reminds me of how Google was back in the day, where they like kind of took over Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
And they had all the young people, because they kind of had the cool offices.
Yeah.
Because people just wanted to be there.
Yeah.
When you're at a place where everyone's stoked to be there, the product is good.
Yeah.
The vibe is good. The money is good. The vibe is good. Like, so it's cool. I feel very lucky to be in a community that gives a shit.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
And pays their creators. Periscope. You know, and isn't owned by China. TikTok. So, I think that's about it. Is there anything else? You guys, if you have any Twitch questions for us, you can always tweet at us at Gaming and Gabbing on Twitter, and also Gaming and Gabbing, that is Gaming In as a Nancy, Gabbing on Instagram, and we will see you next time.
Of course. Yes. And just because I never said it, my Twitch is Dayebraham_Lincoln. DAYE.
Hey, Day. Where can they... Just to be clear, Day, you do have your own Twitch channel.
Yeah, I do.
And where can they find your Twitch channel?
www.twitch.tv/Dayebraham_Lincoln. Ooh. And that's DAYEBRAHAM_Lincoln.
Dayebraham Lincoln. Babraham Lincoln.
Ay.
Ay. And yeah, mine is twitch.tv/AmberPlaster, and we will be back at your faces.
Yeah, in your ears.
In your ear holes.
In your ear holes.
I regret saying that immediately. Okay.
I repeated it.
That's it, babies. We will see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.